Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks face off against the Dallas Stars for the second time this season, looking to replicate a strong road performance in the last two contests, but end up on the winning side of things. San Jose last played Dallas on March the 2nd, and they had a strong effort, but lost 3-2 in a shootout session that lasted a total of 7 rounds. San Jose never actually trailed in the game. William Eklund scored a brilliant goal early on to make it 1-0.
Well, William Eklund moves into the offensive zone, and he thought he had time to set up for a shot on the right circle, but Esso Lindell's stick got in the way. And that's just the way the Dallas Stars like to play. Pete DeBoer loves his team to be very proficient at using the sticks in the defensive zone. Sharks on the attack left to right. Cunnan, lead pass, 2-on-1. Here comes Eklund moving in, shot save, rebound, score! Eklund gets his own rebound, and he just drifted the puck just past goaltender Ottinger. The Sharks, with that goal by William Eklund, a beauty, takes a 1-0 lead at 4:39 of the first.
Kudos to Eklund for being able to finish off that play because of the severe angle he had on the rebound. And he said it was a difficult scenario.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to get a shot off, and you know, had to kind of toe drive, but around his pad there to get it in. So yeah, I was so lucky to get that around.
Filip Zadina is one of two Sharks in the lineup tonight that has 100 shots on goal or more this season, and he scored a beauty in a play that was reviewed, but he knew it was in all along.
Yeah, right now behind the Sharks' net, Luke Cunnan is out there. Gives to William Eklund. He's forced to make the pass across the rink, and Okotchuk's got a skate for it at center, and he gets a piece of the puck. He moves it across the line. He drops it back. William Eklund tries the shot, but it's blocked. Will it stay in? Burrows kept it in play. Feeds down low off the stick of Cunnan. Cunnan pokes in front of the net. It's turning for Zadina. Shot tipped off the goalpost. It's off the goalpost for Zadina. He thought it crossed the goal line. He was looking at the ref, but Dallas shoots it all the way down, and we get an icing, and I'm sure they will review this.
Came in behind. It was a save by Ottinger. Left-handed shot. Zadina turns like a little quick 360, fires it on the goaltender, hits off his shoulder, goes up, kind of a rainbow style, up, lands, hits the goalpost. It looked like it may have gone in, but I'm seeing like a...
I think they're going to review this. They have to.
Oh, they're definitely reviewing it.
Big
as it's
save.
Coming up off the goalpost.
Oh, right on the goal line. Oh, I think it might be in.
I think so, too, as Ottinger swiped it away. But it looked like it crossed the line. Let's see another overhead view here, Dan. We're watching the replay right now.
Well, we'll try to tell our audience. I think it's in. I think it's in all the way. Stankoven got a piece of it, but I think it was across the goal line before Ottinger tipped it out.
You know, it's funny, Dan, too, is the puck is kind of going end over end. But it's almost like one of those situations where the whole puck is going to cross the line because it's flipping in the air, even though it's almost on the goal line, right? It's on the inside of the goal line. Because it's flipping in the air, it's on end.
Let's hear Wes McCauley.
We're going to review to see if the puck completely crossed the line.
Well, this is kind of interesting because in the first period, Magnus Crona had a close call by reaching back with that big goalie stick. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any question that he kept it out. But this situation, how about Zadina's reaction? His reaction was to look back at the ref and say, that was in the net.
Yeah.
And it's awfully close from the two replays that we have seen. That was a good save by Ottinger against Zadina, but the puck went over Ottinger's glove hand because he couldn't hang on to it, and then it was right on the post. And my view is that it's in.
It's in. This is a goal. I'm pretty sure this is going to be called. I saw daylight, folks, between the puck and that red line that goes across the goal line here. Here we go.
But we've been victims of optical illusions before. Let's see what Furman South has to say.
After review, it was determined that at 2:52, the puck completely crossed the goal line. Therefore, there's a goal.
Wow. That is a big play. Look at the celebration on the Sharks bench. They are relieved, and they're congratulating Filip Zadina. Jan Ruta actually coming over and patting him on the helmet right from the bench. And so Philip Zadina will get credit for this goal, and the Sharks will lead 2-1. What a turn of events.
Wow. And now Zadina's ninth, just one away from double digits for Zadina. Has come on strong here over the last month, Dan. That was a good turn and fire, confident play. And what a stop. Now they have the inside camera view. You can clearly see across the line. This is the first time we've seen that look.
Oh, boy, that is a huge goal for Philip Zadina, his ninth of the season. And the San Jose Sharks have a 2-1 lead.
Zadina talked about getting the shots away quickly, and he says that against a team like Dallas, you have to do that every time you see the puck coming toward your stick.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I see a chance, a good chance to shoot the puck, I'm trying to shoot it on a net, put it on a net, and if it goes to the net, it's perfect. If not, I'm trying to create rebounds for my line mates, and as I'm saying, like, I always love to shoot the puck.
In the second half of the back-to-back set of games on the road this past weekend, the Sharks would take a 2-0 lead. The first goal came on the power play from Mikael Granlund.
Off the faceoff, won by the Sharks. Addison keeps in on his offside, a right-handed shot. Cues to skate to keep it in play. Dumped it down into the corner. Now there's a three-man scramble. Zetterlund worked it free. Shoots one on net. Save me. Hoffman to drive. It's blocked in front. Might have gone off the post. Faber couldn't clear it. Kept in by Granlund. Moves into the circle. Shoots. Score! Mikael Granlund gave the puck with eyes up top to the top corner, and it gets by Gustafsson. What a brilliant shot by Granlund. Great pressure by the Sharks, and Mikael Granlund, the former Wild center, makes it 1-0 San Jose with a power play goal.
The second goal was shorthanded from Nico Sturm.
But here comes Faber, puts it off to right boards to a trailing Boldy. He'll skate to center, drop for Kaprizov, stick handles across the line, throws to the right wing corner boards, and Eriksson Ek flings it around, but it's off the stick of Boldy, and Sturm takes off. Sharks have a 2-on-1. Sturm and Zetterlund. Sturm moves in, shoots, star! Nico Sturm shorthanded, a shot from the right wing side, and the Sharks make it 2-0 with their third shorthanded goal of the year.
And Anthony Duclair would score even strength early in the third to give the Sharks a 3-2 lead.
Off the faceoff here, here's a tip by Duclair. He's going to have a break. He moves in with speed into the zone, shoots, he scores! Anthony Duclair blocks a pass across the ice by Brock Faber. He races all alone down the middle of the ice, gets to the puck first, and beats Gustafsson to put the Sharks in front 3-2, 23 seconds into the third. What a play!
But unfortunately, star winger Kirill Kaprizov had a game for the ages for Minnesota. He would score the game winner in regulation with only 3:59 to play.
Off the draw. Minnesota wins in the Shark zone. Bogosian sends down the wing to Kaprizov in the corner. Bodied up by Vlasic, but he skirts away. Throws it toward the net from the boards. Save Kakinen. Rebound just poked wide. In front, Kaprizov. Score! He gets the hat trick, and he puts the Wild in front 4-3 with 3:59 to play. An unbelievable effort by Minnesota's superstar.
In spite of the fact that the Sharks lost both of the games, picking up only 1 point in the back-to-back set of contests, William Eklund says that if they replicate the performance of what they did over the weekend, they could come out and should come out victorious tonight against Dallas.
You know, you're going to see those things we did good there, and you know, take that with us today and try to do like we did against them, stick to the game plan.
Philip Zadina also discussed what was good on the road trip for his team and what they have to bring back in tonight's game.
Well, I mean, we started in Dallas pretty good. We were moving, playing, as a full line all over the ice, five guys together. We kind of knew what our line mates will do for their job on the ice, so we can rely on them and read out of them. And, you know, obviously we scored a couple goals, but then just gave up more, you know. And then the game in mini, it was, we had some guys sick, but, didn't have our legs for like a half of the game. And then the second half of the game, we're kind of like trying to chase the game. And if we're going to play the same way like we played in Dallas, there is a chance that we're going to win. But we just got to play full 60 minutes, play hard, play fast, and play together on the ice. And I'm pretty, pretty positive and I believe that we can make it happen.
For Sharks head coach David Quinn, it's all about replicating all of the positive performances from the weekend's games and translating that into victory.
Well, the one thing we did a really good job against them is we had a five-man pack not only up and down the ice, but east, west, and zones. You know, when the puck changed sides, we changed with it. And, you know, you've got to have that gap to the puck regardless of where you're at. And too often, you know, when we get in trouble, the puck will change sides east, west, and we don't move with it. You know, we're late to the party. And we can't be late anywhere tonight.
Tune in at 7 o'clock Pacific for the Sharks and the Dallas Stars. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.